It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrer.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a look at the ethical challenges and the real-life risks faced by war correspondents in places like Iraq and Syria.
First, we're talking about a constitutional amendment that's on the ballot tomorrow. If passed, money raised for transportation funding would be separated from the rest of the budget, so it couldn't be used for non-transportation purposes.
Sean Johnson is with us to give us the story behind that proposed amendment. He's WPR State Capitol reporter, and he joins us from the Capitol. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So if it were passed, what would this amendment do?
The simple answer is that it would lock down the transportation fund. You know, right now, the state has different funds to pay for different things. So a general fund is kind of like the state's checkbook, pays for schools, pays for health care, pays for prisons, pays for higher education. The transportation fund is more specific, pays for roads, transit, things like that. And up until now, and in fact still now, the state has had the ability, if it wanted, to transfer money back and forth between those funds, given the circumstances. What this transportation amendment would say is that when it comes to the transportation fund, you can no longer do that. That when revenues from something like the gas tax goes into the fund, it does not come out. It pays for roads.
So where exactly would the revenue for the fund come from?
The revenue would come from where it comes now. So, you know, like vehicle registration fees, gas taxes. The amendment that people are voting on doesn't actually add any new revenue. It just says that once that revenue is generated and it goes to the transportation fund, it's in there, and so that it can't get transferred out to another fund to pay any other bills but transportation. And the reason this is an issue partly is because in the last decade, the governor and legislature, primarily under Governor Jim Doyle, transferred a lot of money out of the transportation fund to the general fund to pay for schools during times of, I think it's fair to say, budget crisis. And so road builders didn't care for that, and they've really kind of led the charge to pass this amendment so that it can't happen again.
Now, why is this being pursued as a constitutional amendment?
Because the legislature can't really bind itself with laws. I mean, the legislature makes the laws, and so if they pass a law that says, don't do this anymore, the next legislature can simply say, well, we're going to pass a law to give ourselves a one-time exemption from that. So we can do it. I mean, it happens all the time with the budget itself. It's supposed to have so much money in the bank, a statutory balance of, I think, a couple percent. They waive that requirement every budget because they're not going to hit that number. So once it's in the Constitution, it's out of the legislature's hands. The road building lobby thinks that's a good thing, that, you know, these are dollars that should be locked down for roads from here forward. But the counter argument to that is that, you know, this should be the legislature's call. It should be the governor's call. And, you know, who's to say now here in 2014 that a legislature in 2018 or 2024 won't want to make a different decision?
And Fred Risser is one of those who is critical of this, saying it's, and if it passed, it would prioritize transportation spending over other issues in Wisconsin. What do you make of that critique and whether it's got any traction going into the election tomorrow?
I'm not sure that it has traction just looking at the voting record for this proposal as it went through the legislature. I mean, it had pretty broad support when it came up this past session. And, you know, just quick review, to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot like this, it has to first pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature. It's done that. It did that in the Senate this past time by a vote of 25-8. So Fred Risser was one of those eight. But his concern, and remember, he's coming at this with more legislative experience than anyone in the country. He's also coming at it from the perspective of a Democrat in Dane County. He's saying that this is the legislature's call, that this is not where you should be amending the Constitution to tie future lawmakers' hands here. And, you know, his view also aligns with, you know, the teachers, for example, because ultimately when Jim Doyle transferred that money out of the road budget into the general fund during his administration, he said often that I'm doing this to prevent cuts to schools or prevent cuts to health care. So, you know, if we'd been in this situation under this amendment, Jim Doyle wouldn't have had those or that opportunity.
Are there other areas of the budget that are locked down like this and have to go expressly to a particular department like the Transportation Department should this pass?
I think that this would be the one that's constitutionally locked down in this way. I mean, there are other areas of the budget that are protected in law, and funds from X are supposed to go to Y. But again, lawmakers can waive that just like that. I mean, they don't have to. All they have to do is write a law, pass it that session, and they can always waive requirements that they put on themselves. They can't bind a future legislature by law, only in the Constitution.
This issue is supposed to be one of the very few that Governor Walker and his challenger Mary Burke agree on. Does that demonstrate, as far as you can see, that it does have the broad bipartisan appeal that's necessary to pass it?
Maybe, but it's kind of an easy call for them because it is out of their hands. I mean, once you go to a constitutional amendment process like this, you know, it needs to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature. It doesn't really matter what a governor thinks about it, and it doesn't matter what a gubernatorial candidate thinks about it. It's out of their hands. So I think it's probably a safe call for them and, you know, politically a safe call, too, given that the road building lobby is definitely a powerful one in Wisconsin, and one of those governors would want to be working with them rather than against them. Should they win in tomorrow?
Now, another critique of this going forward is that gas sales are flat. People are taking public transportation more often now, and that if it were passed, this would privilege other things over public transportation, which seems to be rising. How does that get talked about?
Well, I don't think the amendment itself necessarily prioritizes one kind of transportation over another. I think, the issue you're raising there is something much more controversial than what's on the ballot here. I mean, everybody likes to line up and say, yeah, when you pay for your gas tax, that ought to go to roads. And so that's probably, that's a reason you've seen this get such bipartisan support. But when it comes to how we're going to pay for roads and transit going forward, that's been a difficult question that the legislature and governor have chosen not to answer for several sessions now. And, next session may be the time that they either have to answer it and find some kind of revenue to pay for their appetite for roads because they seem to like to build them, or they're going to have to say, we're going to build less.
Now, based on polls, what do we expect as far as the likely passage or defeat of this?
I don't know. I mean, this is definitely an issue that's flown under the radar because, you look at the governor's race and that's kind of sucked up all the energy this election season to the point that even a race for state attorney general, an important office, what I would think is a high-profile office, is being ignored. And so then you get down to a proposed constitutional amendment like this with, wording that doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. And I don't know that there's been any comprehensive polling on this. I think that the Transportation Development Association, which is the group that's pushing for this amendment, has done its own polling and said that this polls pretty well. But, the most comprehensive poll we're going to see on this is going to come on Election Day.
Right. And if this passes tomorrow, what happens next?
There it is. It's done. That's kind of the end of the road for this. So this is something that the legislature initiated last session or two sessions ago. They voted on it again this session. It's in the public's hands, and once the public votes on this one way or another, if they vote yes, the Constitution is amended. And what that means practically is that next session, any revenue that goes into the transportation fund is basically locked down there. The flip side of that is that the general fund is not protected in that way. And so you've seen in the past couple budgets money from the general fund now going into the transportation fund. So, that the transportation fund will enjoy protections that the rest of the state's money does not enjoy.
Well, Sean will be watching tomorrow, as will you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter, here to explain the transportation amendment on the ballot tomorrow.